He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla.
He's a wonder.
And in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry. Welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Father. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, Father, for getting through us forever, Lord God. Thank you for the precious opportunity that you would gather all of us under the sound of my voice, Father, all the way into your very presence, so that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Father, we just thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. If we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you. If we had 1,000,000, if we had 1,000,000,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough, Father. For you're so worthy of all our praises, glory, and honor. For you have done great things. Our eyes have not seen, nor have our ears heard, nor has it entered into our hearts all the great and mighty things that you've done for us, that you have in store for us, Father. And it's for all eternity, my Father. And for that, Lord, we say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the unspeakable gift. The gift of your precious Son, Jesus Christ, the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of righteousness, the gift of eternal life, the gift of grace and faith, hallelujah. For your gifts, my Father, we just thank you, Lord. We have so much to thank you for, Father. If I just was, Lord, I'd be on this radio broadcast, Father, 24/7, forever and ever and ever. Father, thanking you for all the things, Lord, that we can thank you for. So, Father, we just say in everything, we give thanks in all things. We give you praise in everything, my Father, for you're so worthy. What a mighty God you are. What a great God you are. What a great Father you are. And, Father, for all of that, Lord, we say thank you. We praise you. We honor you. We adore you. We love you. We want to honor you much more. We want to serve you much more than we do. We want to obey you, my Father, much more than we do. So, Father, we just take you up on your invitation. Every time you bring us on this broadcast, Father, it's an invitation, not to a radio broadcast, but to come all the way through the gates of Thanksgiving, through the Bible study, all the way through the radio broadcast, through the church services, all the way behind the veil into your very presence, your literal presence, my Father God, where we can obtain that mercy and find the grace to help us every time we need it. So here we are, Father. Here's our cup. Here's our lives. Fill it up, Father. Feed us, Lord, with the bread of life, my Father. And as in always, we are careful to give you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Hey, mighty men, mighty women of the Most High God, out there in radio land, under the sound of my voice. I told y'all, every time I come on this radio broadcast, every time I say that, I don't know, boy, it looks like something in my whole being just go to flourishing on the inside of me. Every time I say that, hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. I remember in the Bible, boy, when God said that to, what it was, Gideon, he said, hey, mighty man of valor. And Gideon said, who, me? Yeah, sometimes I might say, hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Some of you might say, who, me? Yeah, I'm talking about you. Just like, even though Gideon didn't know it, that he was a mighty man of valor, yet he was a mighty man of valor. Why? Because that's what God called it. I say to you, hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Why? Because that's what God called you. I mean, that ain't what I say. That's what he said about you. In fact, I want to read something to you right quick as we start the Bible study. You know, it's in Psalms. The focus is in Psalms 82. Let me see if I can turn that right quick. Let me read something to you in Psalms 82. Psalms 82, verse 1. God standing in the congregation of the mighty, he judges amongst the gods. You know, this psalm is about you. It's about me. It's about us, the children of the Most High God. Now listen to what it says. God standing in the congregation of the mighty. In the congregation of the who? The mighty. Who is that? That's you and me. He judges amongst the gods. What do you mean? He brings righteous judgment. That word judge there means to bring righteous judgment, to give rights to. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the person of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor, the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy and rid them out of the hand of the wicked. For they know not, they know what they know not. They don't know that they mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. They don't know that they have a righteous judgment coming toward them. They don't know that it was because of one man's disobedience that sin came upon the whole human race. And as a result of Adam's disobedience, plunged all of us into a life of sin and death. And boy, because God loved us so much, boy, I'm talking about he set a righteous judgment against that. But by one man's disobedience, all of us became sinners. But God man provided a righteous judgment for that. What was that? By the obedience of one man, Adam, all of us have become righteous. Glory to God. What do you say? He say, boy, listen, deliver the poor and the needy and rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither do they understand. They walk on in darkness. What's that? Not knowing. Not knowing what? How mighty they are. How great we are. How awesome we are. The power that's working on the inside of us, hallelujah, that God has blessed us with, man. God said in this way, my people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And they walk on in knowledge. They don't know. They don't know what? Just how great we are. Neither do they understand. They walk on in darkness. And as a result of it, all the foundation of the earth are out of course. Instead of it being on earth as it is in heaven, the way God originally intended for it to be, and the way it's going to be when it's all said and done, the Bible says all the foundation of the earth are out of course. Listen to verse 6 says, I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High God. But you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, and judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. That God saying, boy, you're going to arise and judge the earth, give righteous judgment to all of us. You got a right to be saved. You got a right to be healed. You got a right to be delivered. We have a right to be provided for. We have a right to our inheritance, all of the kingdom of heaven. We have a right to that. I told you, it's because of one man's disobedience that all of us became sinners. I told the God, I said, Lord, you mean to tell me because of what Adam did, our earth is like it is here now, and all of the crime and the hatred and the racism and all the bad that's in the earth today, you know, as a result of not what I did, but because of what Adam did way back in the garden. He said, yeah. I say, Lord, that don't seem right then. That don't seem like that's fair. He said, that's why I come to bring righteous judgment. He said, listen, just because more that, because of what Adam did, then the earth is like it is here now, and all of you were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, I come to bring a righteous judgment. What? By the obedience of one man, who? Jesus Christ. has the forgiveness of all sins, the righteous judgment of God, the redemption from the curse of the law, and the restoration to everything that you lost in Adam. Because of one man disobedience, you lost the Holy Spirit, you lost the presence of the Lord, you lost your governing influence in your earth, you lost the kingdom of heaven, you lost the Holy Spirit, you lost the Garden of Eden, you lost the kingdom of heaven, the presence of the Lord. All because of Adam's disobedience. But because of Jesus Christ's obedience, everything that you lost has been restored back to you. What's your identity? What's your identity, Lord? You are child of the Most High God. Your sons of the Most High God, offsprings of the Most High God. You come from God. You lost your identity. Who you really are? What? Little gods. Little G gods. Little offsprings of the Most High God. Yet we go out in darkness, not knowing that, man. And as a result of it, living and dying like mere men and mere women, when all the time we are gods. And he said that. He said that. That ain't what I say. That's what he said. He said that. Hallelujah. What did he say? He said, ye are gods and children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. See, he said, I'm going to rise and judge for the earth, for you shall inherit all nations. What God said, hey, listen, boy, that's our inheritance for the earth. What's our assignment on the earth? What's our purpose on the earth? To make it on earth just like it is in heaven. But if you don't know that, you walk on in darkness and don't understand that, then you'll be living, man, just like mere Christians or mere men and mere women trying to do your best to make it in. When all the time, man, listen, the weight has already been made. The righteous judgment of a just God has already been met. The penalty for sin has already been paid in full. And all you got to do is, boy, come on home, boy, and just feast at the king's table. Who table? To eat from the king's table, to eat the king's food. What's the king's food? Boy, to eat the bread of life. What's that? Man, what God said. And I'm talking about something, man, far greater than what God said through the prophets. I'm talking about what God said himself originally. That's very important that you understand that. See, that's a permissive will of God, and then there's a perfect will of God. The permissive will of God is what God spoke to mankind after they were born in sin, after Adam rebelled against the known will of God. After Adam transgressed God's word, then God began to speak to mankind, man, as a result of his permissive will. But before Adam and them ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, I always say this on this broadcast, I want that to get past your intellect down into your spirit, because faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. But before Adam and them ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and got put out of the presence of the Lord, they were walking and talking with God in the cool of the day, unbroken fellowship, no rebellion, no sin, no nothing. And boy, God was speaking to them his perfect will. Hallelujah. What? His perfect will for his life, for mankind's life, and for all of our lives. And what's God's perfect will? That it be in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. That's his perfect will. That's why you've been praying that all your life. You've been taught to pray that all your life, and perhaps they're not understood. Like I told you, they walk on in darkness, and they understand not. What? And as a result of it, all of the foundation of the earth are out of course. And God said, I said, you are God. But boy, when God spoke, boy, in his perfect will, he said this, let's make them, y'all, mankind, people, children, human beings, let's make them just like us. And let's give him dominion and authority and power and control and influence. Dominion is kingship. Dominion is sovereign reign, complete rule. What, over other people? No. What, over every circumstance, situation, and symptom in your life? Every problem, everything that confronts your life, boy, God say, I give you dominion over it. I give you kingship over it. I make you a ruler over every circumstance, every situation, every symptom, every devil, every demon, all his co-hosts, over everything. Everything that opposes itself against, boy, God's will for our lives, he said, I give you dominion over that. What, complete rule. How I dominate that, Lord? How I dominate over all that, boy, say, with words. What words, boy? With God's, man, not permissive will, but God's perfect will for your life. When we begin to speak that, But if you go on in darkness, what's darkness? The darkness is the same thing for ignorance. Ignorance is not knowing. That's why God say my people are being destroyed, what? For a lack of knowledge. It's what they don't know. They know religion. And they know, man, you know, but they don't know, man, the kingdom. They don't know what the Bible is really all about. The Bible is about a king. Jesus is not a prime minister. He's not a governor. He's not a president. Well, he's a king. He's a ruler. Hallelujah. Over what? Over everything. And watch this here. And he's the king of kings. I ain't talking about just the natural king that we know of on earth. I'm talking about you and me. So you're a king, too, if you're in a male body. And you're a queen, too, if you're in a female body. They both mean the same thing. What? That's a ruler. What they rule over? People? No, they rule over, boy, their domain. What's their domain? Their lives. Their circumstance. Our situation. Our center. Each one of us individually got power and control. Where that power and control come from? That's the power and control of the Holy Ghost that you have on the inside of you. Most believers just know him as the third member of the Godhead. Man, that's the power of the Most High God. That's the same power, man, that created this universe. That's the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. That's the same power that opened blind eyes and now stopped deaf ears and enabled Jesus to do and be and have and all the things that he was doing and being and having, not only when he was manifesting on the earth, but even before that and even right now. What was he manifesting for? Complete rule, sovereignty. What he did, he ruled over sickness and disease. All them that came to him, he healed them. All those that have come to him now, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He'll heal them too. Well, you just got to know that. And you got to have faith in that. And the only way you can know that and have faith in that, you got to hear that and hear that and hear that. I ain't talking about two or three times, four or five times. You got to continuously be hearing that. Because that's how faith comes, by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. What's hearing and hearing and hearing? I mean continuously hearing. Hallelujah. Just imagine, boy, if you've been continuously hearing it, man, all your life. All your life. How great you are. How mighty you are. You've been singing the song, man, how great God is and how mighty he is and how great Jesus is and how mighty he is. And, man, let me tell you something, man. You just been singing, man, the song that they sung. What the song they were singing? How great you are. How mighty you are. Because God is a mighty God, and God is a great God, and Jesus Christ is a mighty God, and he is a great God. But as they are, so are we. But you ain't been hearing that. You just been hearing how great God is. When all the time, you just as great. You've been hearing how mighty God is. I just read to you, boy, in Psalm 82. You ain't been hearing then that you mighty too. You just as mighty as your Father. The same ingredient that's in the source is the same ingredient that's in the same ingredient that's in God is the same ingredient that's in you. He's the source and the sustainer. I told you, man, many times on here, if I take a pitcher of water and I take a small cup and I pour into that cup, the water that's in that pitcher, the same ingredient that's in that small cup is the same ingredient that's in the pitcher. Because what's in the cup comes from what's in the pitcher. That's just like you. You come from God. The same character and the same nature and the same likeness of God is on the inside of you. You great and mighty too. You can do great and mighty things too. We can decree and declare things and it'll be done too. How come it ain't being done? We ain't got no faith in that. We got faith in what Jesus can do. We got faith that Jesus can lay hands on the sick and they recover. You don't have no faith, man, that you can lay hands on the sick and they'll recover too. You got faith, man, that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead and fit and seated at the right hand of the Most High God. You need to have some faith that you too, who were dead in trespass and sin, has God raised up and made to sit together with Christ Jesus in heavenly places, far above all your principalities and powers and rules of darkness and wicked spirits in high places. Who? You. And we've been preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the good news about Jesus. But boy, Jesus Christ come preaching, man. He didn't just preach that. He preached something far greater than that. Hallelujah. He preached the good news about you. Hallelujah. He said, as he is, so are you. He said, the work that he did, so can you. He said, as I am, so are you. As the Father sent me, so send I you. same ingredient that's on the inside of me, same ingredient on the inside of you. You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You shall go into all the world and proclaim this kingdom ministry of God to the earth, and then me ain't going to come. Who? You. Who is that? You and me. Who? That's all of us, all God's children. We waiting on God to do what he and man delegated us to do. We tell God to heal so-and-so. God say, I will. In fact, I already have. I just need a body to manifest it in. Hallelujah. So what? You want me to lay hands on the sick and they recover? Yeah, okay, well, I need a body. Can I use your hands? You want me to speak life as vitality, man, to dead situation, man, in the earth? Yeah, I need a mouth. Can I use your mouth? I need somebody to go into all the world and make disciples of all men and teach them everything that I taught y'all about the kingdom of God. Can I use your feet? Can I use you? Hey, listen, God can't do nothing in the earth without a body. He a spirit. And the only one that God gave authority and dominion in the earth to exercise, boy, his governing influence in the earth is spirits that have bodies. That's why you call a body of Christ. Hey, listen, the devil need a body too. Now, whose body, man? Who you going to yield your body to? Whose members you going to yield your members to? Are you going to yield it to disobedience, man, unto death, or are you going to yield it, man, to obedience unto righteousness? Who you going to let use your body? The devil or God or Jesus? Who you going to humble yourself under the mighty hands of? Who you going to say yes to your will, yes to your way? Who you going to say, Lord, let your kingdom come and let your will be done? Hallelujah. Who you going to yield your instruments unto? Who you going to yield? Well, you're yielding unto God, boy, I'm talking about you to reap life everlasting. If you yield it unto the natural man, boy, you're going to die in trespasses and sin. So your God want to do a lot of things, but he need a body. In fact, he's already done a lot of things. He just need a body to manifest it through. Hallelujah. I say it again. That's why we the body of Christ. Listen, we can't do nothing without God. And listen to this. Not that he can't, but God won't do nothing without us. He can do anything, but he ain't going to violate his word. He can if he wants to, he Almighty God, but he ain't never going to do that. He ain't never going to violate his word. When he created us, he say, and put us on the earth, he say, let them have dominion over the earth. He say, let us create them, but let them have dominion. Who he gave authority and power and control of the earth to spirits that have bodies. You're a spirit being. You come from heaven. That's why Philippians say your citizenship is in heaven. You originated in heaven because that's where God is, in heaven. Our Father, which where, art in heaven. So when God wanted you, he spoke to himself. He said, let us make man in our image. And from himself, which where is he, in heaven, came a little offspring of him. What, a little spirit being just like him. Same character, same nature, same likeness, just like him. A spirit being, just like God. God is a spirit. And those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. But as long as you're a little spirit and in heaven where God is, then you can never be in the fullness of his likeness. Why? Because he's a king. And long as you're in heaven, as in heaven, as in the lost spring, his territory, then all that you can be in heaven is a prince or a princess. Only way you can be a king or a king or a queen, he got to move you from a territory and put you in your own territory. That's why he created man, the universe, and the earth. Why? So he could have a seen territory for you. The unseen territory, that's God. The Bible say, boy, the heavens and the highest heavens, that belong to God. But the earth, he gave to you and I. For what purpose? For just like he got a territory, just like he ruled and reigned over the universe and over the highest heaven, the unseen realm, then he created a territory for you to rule and reign over too, a seen realm. Was that? And he did. He formed a seen body from the seen realm. And then he came down to the earth, man, and put you in that seen body on the seen earth, so that you can manifest, boy, the unseen realm. Yeah. where the unseen God resides, so that it can be in the seen, what's there. That's our territory, the earth, just like it is in the unseen. You've been praying it all your life. Well, Lord, let your kingdom come and let your will be done in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. Glory to God. That's how mighty you are. That's the potential that you have on the inside of you. The potential, boy, to establish, man, the kingdom of heaven on earth. How, Arthur? By the power of the Holy Ghost. By that same Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of every last one of us as believers. Well, what did the Bible say? But you grow on in darkness, in ignorance, not knowing. And as a result of it, then all the foundations of the earth are out of course. But all time God has said to us and is saying to us, you are God's, little g, and all of you are the children of the Most High God. I ain't talking about servants of the Lord. The Bible says in Colossians or Corinthians or Galatians, that's in Galatians, we are no longer servants but sons. Say that again. We no longer servants. I told you, in his permissive will, they operated as servants after the fall of man. But boy, you've been redeemed from the curse of the law. So you're no longer servants, but boy, you are sons of God now, offspring of God. Hallelujah. And if sons of God, then heirs of God. And join heirs with Christ Jesus. What's your inheritance? The Bible says in Matthew 25, come, all of you who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance. What? All of the kingdom of heaven. Watch this here. That was prepared for you when? Before the foundation of the world. What's your inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven. Who was it prepared for? For you. When? Before the foundation of the world. Know what Colossians say? That your inheritance that I just told you about, your inheritance is in light, is in knowledge. If you don't know nothing about it, then, man, how you going to be? If somebody died and left you, man, $1 billion and you didn't know nothing about it, you could die poor, broken, hungry when all the time you're a billionaire. But if you don't know nothing about it, if you don't know nothing about your inheritance. That's why God says, boy, your inheritance is in light, is in knowledge, is in you coming to the knowledge of it. That's why God put us on this radio broadcast, to help you come to the knowledge, man, you know, not Christianity. Help you come to the knowledge of who you really are and all that's involved in it. But let me say something right here. You know, I'm going to go off a little bit, you know. Listen, Paul said this here. In the last book, in the last chapter of Acts, and in the last three verses, in the last chapter of Acts, the Bible says this, and Paul stayed in his hide house for, what, I forgot, 2 or 3 years, and received all of them who came unto him, and the Bible says, and he preached unto them the kingdom of God, and he taught them about the Lord Jesus Christ. What he did, he preached to the people, man, the kingdom of God. And he taught them about the Lord Jesus Christ. And he did it in that order. What? He preached the kingdom to the people. What kingdom? The kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. And then he taught them, men, about the Lord Jesus Christ. How? Because when he told the people about the kingdom of God and everything else and demonstrated, and the people did just like Nicodemus did. They come looking for Jesus. Nicodemus went looking for Jesus. And boy, I'm talking about, man, we didn't preach many sermons, man, about, man, how you must be born again. But boy, born again wasn't a subject matter. Listen, boy, he wasn't preaching to him, you got to be born again. He was telling him how to get in the kingdom. Nicodemus, you can tell what his question was by the answer. Nicodemus come to God and say, Lord, hey, we know that you got to come from God, because can't nobody do them things that you're doing and preach and say like you're doing and demonstrate like you're doing unless it be from God. That boy Nicodemus said, how you getting this kingdom? Jesus said, unless a man be born again, he cannot see what? The kingdom of God. And unless a man be born of the Spirit and of the water, he cannot enter what? The kingdom of God. So the subject matter is not born again. The subject matter is entering into the kingdom. That's how you get into the kingdom. That's how you become a citizen of the kingdom. He say, man, you smart and you a religious man and you don't know, man, how to become a citizen of a territory. Yeah. If you and listen, if you were a citizen of the United States, that means you was born here. If you want to be a citizen of the kingdom of heaven, and you got to be born in it. You got to be born. Everybody say you must be born again. Hallelujah. Well, what's the subject matter? Not being born again. The subject matter, that's how you get into the kingdom. That's how you become a citizen of the kingdom. Hallelujah. By being born again, not of corruptible seed like we were men in Adam disobedience, but of incorruptible seed. What? That's the word of the living God, the word that Jesus Christ come preaching, man. Because why? Because all the Old Testament saints and Moses and Jeremiah and all the prophets, they were preaching the word of God, but that was the permissive word of God, the permissive will of God. But Jesus Christ come preaching, man, the perfect will of God. That's why God told him, hey, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him. You have heard that it has been said. That's what he said in Matthew chapter 5. And then he started quoting, man, the Old Testament prophets. He said, you have heard that it said that thou shalt not commit adultery. But he said, if you look at a woman or a man and think about it, you already committed adultery in your heart already. He started quoting the Old Testament prophets. Then he said, but I say unto you. What he's saying, I'm telling you, boy, what the perfect will of God is for your life. What? That you be in his image, and you be in his likeness, that you rule and reign in the earth, and that you be just like him, little g gods, little offspring of the Most High God, manifesting, boy, his glory, his nature, his character, his being, all that he is, representing him in the earth. What? A king and a priest. What's a king? That's a ruler. What's a priest? That's a representative. What's a king? What a king do? He rule and reign in life. What a priest do? He represent, man, God to the people and the people to God. A king is a political figure. A priest is a spiritual figure. You a king and a priest. Ain't no such thing as separation of church and state. Church is state. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said it again. Hallelujah. In the kingdom, ain't no such thing as separation of church and state. In the kingdom, man, church is a state. Glory to God. That God called out one, man. Just like man, the president got his called out one, his 10 cabinet members. Boy, God got his called out one too, boy. Hallelujah. That's the church, boy. To represent, man, his administration. Just like Trump got his 10 cabinet that represent his administration. Man, God got his cabinet members that represent, boy, his administration. Hallelujah. Who is that? That's the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. His called out ones. His appointed ones. Ain't no vote dim. And they don't vote in no cabinet members. He called out. Somebody say, what do you say? I say, hey, listen, boy, God is a great God. And boy, I'm talking about he done great things. And boy, if you stay tuned and seek first the kingdom of God and go after the kingdom of God and make that your number one priority, what? What's the kingdom of God? What Jesus Christ preached. What did he preach? The kingdom of God and the kingdom of hell. And then he preached the gospel about it, the gospel of it. What the word gospel is glad tidings or good news. He didn't just preach the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. He preached the gospel. He preached the gospel about it. What's the gospel about it? That's your inheritance and that it belongs to you and that's yours now. And you can, man, come and get your inheritance. Hallelujah. Not in a sweet bye-bye when we die, go to heaven, but you can start taking up that now, man, in right here and now. Chart your course toward that destination. And if you ain't operating the fullness of it, man, on this earth, man, because it'll take it forever. But boy, when you know your destination and when you know where you're going to end up at, then you can start charting your course toward that destination even before you get there. Listen, if I head off from Louisiana going to Houston, man, listen, I can chart my course, man, before I reach the destination. I can decide which way I'm going to go before I even reach the destination. That was going on, boy. Us too, boy. It's to know the destination. What's the destination? That it be in our lives here on earth, like it is in hell. And that we start charting our course toward that destination. That we start, what you mean charting our course? That we start acting like it, talking like it, walking like it, living like it, being like it. Line up on line, precept up on precept. Little by little by little. The Bible says in Corinthians say it this way, going from glory to glory to glory to glory. I like the way boy our pastor in Houston say that. Pastor Liz say, going to our next. What do you mean? Going through our neck, not just complacent in one place, but continually, man, progressing, man, toward the prize of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. What's the prize of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus? To be just like him. Lord. Yeah, Lord. What he did, boy, he ruled and reigned over every circumstance, situation, and symptom that confronted his life. I told you, they brought the sick people to him. He healed them all. They brought to him, man, people who were possessed by demons and devils. He cast them all out. Even the dead, man, he brought them back to life again. Even those who were in need and hungry, boy, he fed them. Even those who were bound up and needed deliverance, boy, he set them free. Even those who were brokenhearted, man, he healed the brokenhearted. Even those who were poor and spiritually poor and didn't know who they are, like I said in Psalm 82, they're going on and living in darkness, poor. He said, defend the poor and the fatherless and do justice to the afflicted and the needy. Lord, who that? I'm not talking about poor in money. I'm talking about poor in spirit. Don't know who you really are. Don't know what you really have. Don't know where you really come from. Don't know the potential that's on the end, the real potential on the inside of you. Don't know, man, where you're going to end up at. You know where you're going to end up at? The Bible tells you in Revelation chapter 21, behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem. That's all our people who going up to heaven. Now, don't never misunderstand. I ain't saying we ain't going to go to heaven. I'm saying, boy, that ain't your eternal destination. You're going there. All you got to do to get there, all you got to do is die. And you're going to heaven. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be what? Present with the Lord. Our Father, which art where? In heaven. So if you're going to be present with the Lord when you die, man, you're going to be in heaven, in that heavenly place, in Christ Jesus. So you're going to heaven. What I try to tell you is the truth. That ain't where you're going to spend eternity at. You're going to spend eternity in heaven. I mean, you're going to go to heaven, but boy, when you coming back to what God originally planned and purpose and destiny for your life was, that it be in your life here on earth. You come from hell. If God would have wanted you to spend eternity in heaven, why would he bring you down here to the earth and put a, and form a body from the earth for you to live in and give you dominion over all the earth? Why? So that you could dominate all of the earth. How long? For him. How? In his image and in his likeness. And functioning the way he do. Functioning in our territory, the earth, just like he functioned in his territory. You know how he functioned in his territory? By faith. Hallelujah. What? Faith, boy, in him and the integrity of his word and his character and his nature and his functioning principles. Faith in that. That's his likeness. That's how he lived. That's by faith. That's why he say to you and I, the judge shall live by faith too. Faith in what? Faith, man, in the law of life that's in Christ Jesus. What's the law of life that's in Christ Jesus? I told you, you have heard that he has been said, and he started quoting Old Testament prophets. Then he say, but I say unto you. Also, the Bible say in Hebrews, he say, listen, in time past, that's in past dispensation, that's in past periods in human history, when God dealt with man in different ways and different times with different responsibility, man. He said, in time past, he spoke to us through the law and the prophets. What's the law and the prophets? The law that God gave Moses for the children of Israel. What's the prophet? The prophets, man, kept on prophesying, boy, there's coming a Messiah. There's coming one. They kept on prophesying, man, what God had prophesied, man, way back in Genesis chapter 3. When he prophesied to that devil, he said, I promise you something, boy, that seed of a woman going to come. And you're going to bruise it here. But he's going to grind your head in the ground. Hallelujah. What's that, boy? That's the promise, man, of the redeeming Savior. That's the promise that God gave, man, to all mankind. He said, I promise you something. What? I ain't going to leave you in this fallen state. I ain't going to leave you, man, in this sinful state. I ain't going to leave you, man, living and dying like real men and real women when all the time you are sons and daughters of the Most High God. I promise you something. What? I'm coming myself. Hallelujah. And I'm coming through the seed of a woman. And Satan, I'm going to tear your head off your shoulder. In other words, that word head, that means authority. I'm going to take back all the authority that Adam gave you in a disobedience. I'm going to take it back from you, and I'm going to restore it back to who it rightfully belongs to. What? All mankind, all God's children, all of us. But if you don't know that, like I told you, if you got $1 million or $1 trillion and you don't know nothing about it, you can die poor, broken, hungry when all the time you're a trillionaire. It's the same thing going on in God's people. You say they're living and dying like mere men and mere women. Why? Because they don't know. Don't know what? They don't know what the power that's on the inside of them. They don't know their identity. They don't know. Why they don't know? Because the God of this world, that's the devil, have blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts. They're seeing they see not, and hearing they hear not. What are you talking about? I'm just preaching to you the word of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman who need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of life. Let me tell you something. The only one can do that, boy, is the Holy Spirit. What you got to do? All I got to do is study it. The Bible told me, the Lord told me this one day. I said, Lord, what do you want me to preach? He said, I want you to preach, boy, listen, man, not just the gospel of Jesus Christ, but I want you to preach the gospel that Jesus Christ preached. I said, Lord, huh? He said, that's what's wrong with my church. He said, that's a problem with my church today. What? He said, they preaching the gospel of Jesus. He said, that ain't no bad message. He said, but they ain't preaching it in the light in which, man, is designed for it to be preached. What? They just preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, but not the gospel that he preached. What's the gospel of Jesus Christ? That's the good news about Jesus and all that he did and everything else. What's the gospel that he preached? That's the good news about you, all that you are and all that you can do. Hallelujah. That's why I told you earlier, man, Paul preached unto the people the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. What's the gospel about that? That's the gospel about you. That's the good news about what you can do as a king and as a queen in the kingdom of God on earth. He said he preached unto them the kingdom of God, and then he taught them about the Lord Jesus Christ. Because what they want to know, how you get this kingdom? He said, listen, there ain't but one way, and that way, that's Jesus. He's the way. He's the way into the kingdom. He ain't it. He's the way to it. Hallelujah. He's the life about it. He's the truth about it. I was talking to my brother boy here a few days ago, brother. I called him King West. He called me King Arthur, boy. Let me tell you something. That's what we were talking about, the truth. Why? Because it's the truth that sets you free. What's the truth? The truth is what the king say, not what the pope say, not what the pastor say, not what the bishop say, not what the fivefold ministry say. I'm talking about in and of itself. I'm talking about, boy, what God said before there ever was a fivefold ministry, before there ever was a bishop or a prophet or whatever, all the titles he fall in, what he said. What he said, let's make mankind just like us. Boy, that's the truth, boy, that we just like him. I don't care what the devil did or what Adam disobedient did and everything else. That can't nullify, boy, what God didn't say and what God didn't do. You think, man, you know, Bible say this, the promises that God made to Abraham, you think, boy, the law that came, man, way, way, way after can make or none affect the promise that God promised Abraham, that land flowing with milk and honey? The law didn't come in until 4,400 years later, or however many years it was later. Can the law man make the promise of God of none effect? Can Adam disobedience or what the devil did make what God said, man, of none effect? If they was able to do that, then that means the devil got no power than God. That's impossible. He omnipotent. He got all power. That even demons and devil tremble at him, boy. I tell you, when them people, them demons seen Jesus Christ come, they say, my God, you come to torment us before our time? We know who you are. He just say, you ain't the Sanhedrin council. You ain't a chief priest. You ain't a scribe or you a Pharisee. He say, we know who you are. You the son of the most high God. You come to torment us before our time? Well, he begged him, man. In fact, the devil himself, boy, when Jesus Christ got through with him and when he was led of the Spirit into the wilderness, the Bible says the devil leaving him. He flees from him, as in terror. He didn't just leave him and walk off. The Bible says he took out like, man, like lightning coming out of him, the same way he took off from Jesus, man, when he was being tempted, when Jesus put the word on it. What he put on it? It is written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but what? By the word that proceeds from the mouth of the Most High God. What word was that? The bread of life. What did he say? He said, let's make mankind just like us. Well, why we ain't living and acting and talking just like us? Because that ain't what you've been preached and preached and preached and preached and preached. Oh, it's been mentioned. But I'm talking about it ain't been the subject matter. We've been preaching, man, listen here, the good news about Jesus, and the church don't know nothing about the kingdom. But Paul said he preached the kingdom first, and he taught them about Jesus. The church just teaching the people about Jesus, and the church don't know nothing about the kingdom. So they don't know about their assignment. They don't know about their purpose. They don't know about the power that dwelleth on the inside of them. They don't know, man, what we can do and what we have and what we've been blessed with. We know about what Jesus has and what God has and how they blessed and how they mighty and how they awesome. You don't know, man, that you how awesome you are. Because if we did, we'd stop living and dying like mere men and mere women and fall below our rights and privilege and rise to the occasion, man, and start decreeing and declaring just like God did. What? All right. It is written, just like Jesus did. It is written. Start declaring and declaring what? The word of the living God. The word of the Most High God. Listen, heaven and earth going to pass away. But the word of the Lord, the original word, that's going to stand forever, baby. And it be in our best interest, man, to do like what Jesus told the disciples. He said, listen, you ain't got to worry about what you're going to eat and how you're going to live and how you're going to make it and this and that and that and this. He said, well, all you got to do is seek first. Make that your number one priority. I ain't talking about sapping. I ain't talking about third. I'm talking about getting things in order now. Well, seek first what? The kingdom of God. What's the kingdom of God? What God is doing and his way of doing what he's doing. Well, then, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, what God is doing, not what your church is doing, not what the politicians are doing, not what Trump is doing. Man, listen, that's all that's in the world and everything else. I ain't say don't seek that. I say seek first the kingdom of God. And when you seek first the kingdom of God, then you understand and know what everybody else is doing, and what everybody else is doing won't have no weight on you. And that's why, because you know, boy, it's the kingdom of God, boy, it's the eternal kingdom. And that's what's going to stand. Not what Trump is doing, not what the politicians are doing, not what religion is doing, but what the king is doing, baby. That's the truth, glory to God. What he doing. And if we get in on what he doing, what's that? That's the kingdom of God. Seek that first. If we get in on what he is doing, then we can start experiencing in the kingdom of him. Well, here on earth, line up on line, precept upon precept, liver by liver by liver, as we becoming who we already are. Mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, ruling and reigning in life, glory to God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, using Jesus Christ, who the word of the living God, speaking that in our lives, and the Holy Ghost taking that word that we speak out of our spirit and manifesting it in the earth, just like he did in the beginning. Boy, the Bible says the earth was void and without shape. And the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Ghost, moved on the scene. Then God started talking. And when God started talking, the Holy Ghost took every word that he said and manifested it in the earth. Boy, that's the same thing that's available to you and I. That's the same thing, more, that's been made possible for you and I. That's the same main reason why, boy, the Holy Spirit, you've been cleansed from all your unrighteousness by the blood of Jesus Christ, so that you could have restored back to you that same Holy Ghost that moved upon the face of the deep. And God start talking, and when start talking, things start happening. That same Holy Ghost that was upon Jesus, that he said has anointed me to preach the gospel to those who are poor in spirit, who don't know that they are mighty men of God, who don't know that they are sons and daughters of the Most High God, who don't know that they are kings and priests in the earth, in that order. Not just a priest, not just a spiritual representative, not just an apostle or a prophet or evangelist or a pastor or a teacher or a bishop or all that's man. Oh, that's the priestly garment. But, boy, that's something else, boy. You a king, too. First. Glory to God. Not second. First. When you start operating in your kingship, your authority, how you do that? By applying the spiritual principles. What's the spiritual principles? By applying, man, the spoken word of God to our life. By sowing that into our lives. By speaking that into our lives. Instead of speaking, man, I don't know how I'm going to make it, you start speaking, baby, let me tell you something, my way has already been made. Instead of speaking, man, I don't feel too good today, I'm so sick, I don't know what to do, start speaking, boy, by his stripes, I'm healed. And start saying, man, I don't know how they're going to make it, boy, start saying, my God supply all my needs. And start saying, man, we bound up to this, and more than our children are so bad, and we got the worst children, they killing each other, and they're going and wild and all out. Instead of saying that, start saying, boy, that boy, I'm talking about the blessing of God is to us and to our seeds, and to our seeds after that, and to all generations. Start calling our children blessed. Start calling the things that be not as though they were. Start living and talking a different way. I told you, boy, instead of living and dying like mere men, we going on in the darkness because we don't know. So we speaking death instead of life. We speaking what is instead of calling the things that be not as though they were. Yes, it is, man, everything is wild out there. Yes, it is like what we say, but that's the result, man, of the curse of the law. Man, you've been redeemed from the curse of the law, hallelujah. Why? Because the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus, the Bible says it is set us free from the law of sin and death. Why? Because what the law could not do because of the weakness of the flesh and the ignorance of mankind, God sent forth his Son, made in the likeness of sinful man, yet without sin, and redeemed our life from that destruction. And here's what's most important. He didn't just redeem our life from the destruction that Adam sold us into through his disobedience, but he restored back to us everything that we lost. What we lost? We lost our identity. We lost, man, you know, our purpose. We lost our potential. We lost our destination. We lost our origin, where we really come from. We lost what? Who we really are. That's our identity. Where we really come from. That's our source. What we really can do. That's our purpose. No, why we really here. That's our purpose. What we really can do. That's our potential. And where we really going to end up at, that's our destination. Identity. Who we are, we more than just mere men and mere women. We living and dying like that, but we are the sons and daughters of the Most High God. That's our identity. Our origin, where we originated from, we come from God. We come from our Father in Him. Why are we here? He brought us to these earth, boy, so that we could, man, make earth a colony of Him. Through whom? How God is going to accomplish that? Through His family and sons. What's His strategy for accomplishing that? To fill us with all of Him, all the essence of Him, to fill us with His character, with His nature, with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That's His strategy for accomplishing it. To fill us with the Holy Spirit. For what point, Lord? So that we can establish, boy, the governing influence of heaven on a territory that God gave us called the earth. For what purpose, Arthur? So that it might be in our territory called earth, just like it is in a territory called hell. Hallelujah. That's our purpose. What's our potential? Well, you got the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. You got the creative ability of Almighty God living on the inside of you. What are you waiting on? He waiting on, boy, the word of life. He waiting on, boy, the primary law of the kingdom. Well, that the law of life. What's the law of life? What the king said. I ain't talking about just his permissive will. I'm talking about his perfect will. See, what we've been preaching, man, is his permissive will. What he spoke to us through the prophets and the law. And let me tell you something. Jesus Christ came 2,000 years ago and fulfilled that. He fulfilled the laws of Moses that God gave to the children of Israel. He fulfilled the prophecy. They kept on prophesying, boy, that's coming the Messiah. In other words, the law and the prophecy did. God gave the children, he said, hey, listen, this is how you're supposed to live. Here's the law of the life. And why? And until the Messiah comes. Because when he comes, then he's going to establish a whole new way of living. But until he comes, obey these laws and believe the prophecy. What's the law? The Ten Commandments and all the law that's administered to them. And what's the prophets? The Messiah is coming. But listen, Jesus Christ came 2,000 years ago, and he fulfilled all of the laws that God gave Moses to give to the children of Israel. Jesus fulfilled them. And you know the prophet that was prophesying, the Messiah is coming, unto us a child is born, and a son is given, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. All the prophets, everything, they all prophesied that same thing, that's coming the Messiah. Well, listen, boy, Jesus Christ coming to fulfill the law, and boy, I'm talking about the Messiah that came. If you're not careful, they're still looking for him. Got some religious people still looking for him to come. And some of the Jews know he believed that he was the Messiah. But they're still looking for the Messiah to come. The Messiah that came 2,000 years ago. So the law has been fulfilled and the prophecy have been fulfilled. Now he's speaking to us, man, not through the law and the prophet no more, but through his son, his perfect will. What's his perfect will? Our Lord, he's standing in the congregation of the mighty, and he judges amongst the gods. He said, for I have said, you are gods, and all of you are the children of the Most High God. That was Jesus Christ come preaching. What was the prophet? What were they preaching in the Old Testament? What were they preaching? You are the servants of the Lord. What was Jesus Christ preaching? You are the sons and daughters of the Most High God. Who got more authority and more power? The servants in the house, the maid or the butler, or the son and the daughter? Who the inheritance go to, the maid and the butler, or the son or the daughter? You're no longer a maid and a butler. You're no longer a servant, but a son and a daughter of the Most High God with an inheritance. All you got to do now, what do you say? Now, why say, seek ye first, boy, what God is doing, and your inheritance. And boy, everything, seek ye first what God is doing, and all your inheritance will be added unto you. What's your inheritance? A clothes. Come, you who are blessed of your father, and get your inheritance. What? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundations of the world. What? What's your inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you. That's your inheritance. It belonged to you. You got a right to it. You lost it in Adam's disobedience, but it's been restored back to us in Christ's obedience. Now what we got to do, you got to seek that. You got to seek for what God is doing. Not what the church is doing. You know, if the church is doing that, it's seeking God and seeking the kingdom of God first, then you go with that. But boy, if they ain't doing that, then you help them come to the knowledge of that and get in on that. You don't abandon it. You help them come to the knowledge of it. How? By doing like what Paul did. Paul, and like Jesus did, he preached the kingdom of God, and then he told the people how he must die and be crucified and be raised to life again. But he didn't tell them that first about his death and burial and resurrection. He told them about the kingdom of God. When he begun his ministry, it was about the kingdom of God. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. All through his ministry, the kingdom of God is like a sword who went out to sow. The kingdom of God is like this. All them different parables, everything. Let man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. All through his ministry, he's preaching the kingdom of God. At the beginning of his ministry, he's preaching the kingdom of God. All through his ministry, he's preaching the kingdom of God. At the end of his ministry, when God would say, hey, are you a king? Jesus said, you got that right. But my kingdom is not of this world. Hallelujah. Because if my kingdom was of this world, then boy, my soul would come down here and wipe you out. They would fight with me. They wouldn't allow you to take me. What are you preaching? This is at his trial. He's still preaching the kingdom of hell. Listen, even after his death and his burial and his resurrection, the Bible says in the book of Acts, he appeared unto his disciples for 40 days or 50 days, preaching unto them things pertaining to the kingdom of heaven. But even at the end of his ministry, after he was risen from the dead, he's still preaching the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. That's why Paul said, boy, that was the first three verses in the book of Acts. In the first chapter, what he did, he received all them who came to him, and he preached unto them the kingdom of God. What Paul did in the last chapter, the last three verses, he received all them that came unto him, and he preached unto them the kingdom of God, and he taught them about the Lord Jesus Christ. What the church been doing, they've been teaching them men about the Lord Jesus Christ, but not the kingdom. They don't know nothing about the kingdom. You got to preach it in that order. And as we do that, then Jesus said, I'll be with you till the end of the day. Listen, y'all, my time is up. I love y'all with the love of the Lord. We're going to continue in this message of the kingdom, boy. And as you continue in it, you're going to grow in the kingdom. And all the things that you have need of, going to be added unto us. You stay tuned, and you continue to do like what God commanded you to do. What? Seek first the kingdom of God, what God is doing. How you do that? Go to God and say, Lord, what your kingdom come and your will be done in our lives here on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day on a daily basis everything that we have need of to accomplish that, and so shall it be. I bless you in the name of the Lord. I pray and decree and declare not God's permissive will, but God's perfect will and God's greatest for your life. And so shall it be in the mighty name of Jesus. That's the power of the gospel of the kingdom. So shall it be. In Jesus' name, amen. If we can be of any further help, you can reach us at 713-870-3776. That's Arthur and Gail of our ministry. Kingdom Life Fellowship, Worldwide Ministry. We love you with the love of the Lord. 713-870-3776. Contact us and let us know if this ministry is a blessing to you. It will do us great to know that. God bless you. We love you. Talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.
Persecution.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LeBain. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry.